Okay, I'm starting to record, and this is because we're going to work this out together as a cold open.
As a unit?
I don't want to talk about Outer Banks.
I don't think we should.
I hate that show. I'm, like, fully out on it now, and I've watched the entire season because I'm an idiot, but I don't like it, so that's what this is called. The cold open is going to be a forewarning for if you think this is going to be an Outer Banks episode, because we have done
two
episodes for Outer Banks. Just to let you know, this is not an Outer Banks episode, and we are adamantly anti-Outer Banks now. And the rest of the show will follow now. All right, welcome to My Brother's Podcast. I'm Alex.
I'm Seth.
I don't know if we did that either the last two times we've done the show.
I think if we were to go back and poll how many episodes of this we've done, I think we have said those exact words that we're going to do it next time and be better about it about half the times.
Yeah. I remembered this time, though, so that's good.
Yeah, I mean, that's improvement.
All sick people who are going to listen to this will know who we are.
Yeah.
So you texted me and said, do you want to record?
Yeah, well, I mean, in my defense, you were going to be in town. I kind of just wanted to hang out.
That's fair.
Kind of was just trapping you.
Right.
Like we weren't about to have plenty of other opportunities to hang out.
We're having dinner tonight.
Probably going to watch the game tomorrow.
Yeah, watching the game tomorrow and such. We were going to be together, so I kind of thought you had like a thing you were going to.
No, not really.
Okay.
I just, you know, figured we could use the practice just in case we catch our big break soon.
So let's do some segments then. We're just going to run around the world.
Okay.
Sports. Basketball's going on.
Yes.
Right now.
SEC tournament.
SEC tournament does start tonight. It's probably on right now. Whatever the first game is. I don't know who that would be.
But it is Ole Miss in South Carolina. I tipped off when I walked in the door.
GG Jackson's probably going to get drafted in the first round, but other than that, that is a horrible game. Ole Miss might hire Chris Beard.
I think they're foolish if they don't, unless there's stuff we don't know.
And he was accused of choking his girlfriend or something like that. So
accused, alleged, charges
dropped.
Charges
were dropped.
Again, unless there's some things that were not made public, which there very well could be, but.
So that's pretty scary because he is a very good coach.
Yeah.
Whether he's a domestic abuser is in the air. Whether he's a good coach or not, you can see that.
Yeah, I mean, he's
in his record and on the court.
A better Kermit Davis. I mean, defensive-minded.
Yeah.
But just better at it.
He's also, he really turned Texas around. Like, he got them a really good roster in a couple-year span. And I'm a little scared of what he could do at Ole Miss, but it's not Texas, admittedly.
Yeah.
But Ole Miss could be a really good team.
Yeah, no one's going around saying, don't mess with Ole Miss.
That's because that's about the state.
Yeah, don't mess with Texas.
But, like, that's about the state, not the University the state of Texas, Texas at Austin.
The state of its being, right?
The stars at night are big and bright. Clap, 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 clap. That's
Other
Texas's
than that,
theme song.
The players is this weekend, too. Trey's teeing it up at the players. He gets to be in it because he won the Farmers last year, so that's kind of cool.
I don't know.
It's pretty exciting. Wish we were able to go, but stop me if
to
you've
the
heard
players?
This. Have a wedding, yeah.
Why would we be able to go to the players?
Is well, we were talking about going. Me and Lauren were.
Where is it?
Jacksonville. Because her sister, Lindsay, and Jesse are probably going to be going.
It's close enough, I guess.
Yeah, they went last year. Biggest purse in golf.
I'll tell you what, this is the most anybody can have a podcast episode we've ever done, huh?
Yeah, two white guys just getting after it.
Just all you got to do is buy a mic.
Or a couple. We're not sharing a mic, for the record.
Oh, I thought you meant like a couple.
We did
like,
try that.
Yeah, we tried it. It didn't work.
No. And I mean, if we tried it, we're related.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine. I mean, maybe we should start videoing ourselves.
No, we should, 100%, because then you can post that on TikTok and it'll blow up.
Well, I don't have TikTok, remember?
I do.
Yeah, I don't support the Chinese government.
Or,
those aren't related. Those are just two separate facts.
Maybe TikTok, I don't fully understand what TikTok actually is from a geopolitical standpoint. Because it is Chinese. But I don't know if it's the government. Or if, I don't even know if there are like private businesses in China, though.
Yeah, I don't know. That's above my head. Spitballing here, coming up with ideas. I say we just make the whole episode like a, like would you rather questions. Try to rip off like four or five of them. Have a little bit of conversation regarding them, maybe.
I love figuring out what we're going to do in the episode 5 minutes into the episode. But
we talked about doing segments. I mean,
good with it. You got one on you, or were you just...
Some background context. I sat in a training class today at work for the first 4 hours of my day, and our icebreaker was would you rather questions. And I thought a couple of them were kind of interesting. Not super interesting, but like, okay. But I feel like we could start with the easy ones, the low-hanging fruit, and then really get into some crazy ones, you know?
Okay.
The first one that popped into my mind was, would you rather be stuck on a desert island by yourself or with a person that talks incessantly?
Incessantly is hard.
Like you don't know what it means?
No. It's like the idea of someone talking incessantly on a desert island sounds bad. But then you've been on one day you realize you've been on a desert island alone for like 4 months and there's no hope of like other people showing up.
Yeah.
That's got to be a real dark moment. But then if they're just annoying you for 4 months straight, my thing would be if you're on a desert island, there's got to be a way to just not talk to them for a little bit.
Right. I mean, it's an island. Like it's got to be, unless it's 100 foot in diameter.
Yeah.
You're going to have some space.
And so,
and if you're the only two people left, just be like, hey, man or woman, shut up.
Yeah, you're going to have to figure that out. But I think it's much better than Castaway, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're either going to, like you said, 4 months in and you're not eating probably what you need to be, I guess in this hypothetical you have plenty of sustenance, but about 4 months in, you're going to either be probably talking to yourself,
yeah, you're
or seeing things.
Yeah.
So, you're, like...
Or if you're Tom Hanks, you're talking to a volleyball.
Right. Like, he created a friend.
Yeah.
You've got the option of having one that's just annoying.
I think, yeah, you have to take another person just because, again, you'd lose your mind.
Especially if you can procreate, you know? Like, if it's a woman.
That's fair, because you could just have children to talk to.
Exactly.
You could really start your own little civilization.
Yeah, I mean, we're just revamping the human race. I don't care if they talk or not.
Is the human race gone?
I don't know.
In this hypothetical? Or are we just on an island? Because if we're just on an island, I don't know if the human race is at stake.
It might be.
Huh.
Do you want me to start rattling them off?
I mean, I don't really, I don't like think of would you rather situations. Mine would be like sports based. And it's like, would you rather have 2012 LeBron James or 1989 Magic Johnson?
Is that pre the illness?
Yep. He won an MVP.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Magic Johnson.
That's incorrect, but whatever.
I mean, you didn't ask me based on talent. You just asked me what I wanted, and I want Magic Johnson.
But, like, that's the only way I think, like, that's the would you rather I'd be coming up with.
That's fair. I had another, one of the other ones we had was, would you rather be world famous as a celebrity or world famous in your career field?
Okay. I think I have some fundamental issues with the way the question is worded, because anyone can be a celebrity. You can be a political celebrity.
Right.
So, I guess if you're world famous, you are world famous inside your field, unless you're like Kim Kardashian, who doesn't really have so much of afield as they are just famous.
Yeah, I think the gist of this question was, would you rather be a world-famous celebrity or would you rather be a world-famous project manager?
Frankly, world-famous project manager, not that many people. You could be world-famous inside the project manager community. You're not that famous. People aren't going to recognize you on the street. They might recognize your name, but they're not going to recognize you on the street.
Maybe.
That's just not a field. Like, no.
Do you want to be a world-famous accountant? Like, what field is it going to... Like, what's your answer?
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to work this out. If I'm just answering, there's no podcast. We're just saying, would you rather this or that? I mean, we can
keep coming up with questions.
I'm trying to work it out because there are fields that just wouldn't allow you, even if you are a world-famous version of that career, you're still not that famous. But if you were making, like, millions and millions of dollars as an accountant because you're an accountant to the real famous people, like, you are a famous accountant because of the people you are an accountant for, I'd rather that 100%. If there's a way to be really rich and not really famous, you should take that every time. That's my answer.
So your answer is world famous in your career field?
Yes.
Because I don't think you can get around the popularity. It sounds like that's what you're trying to avoid, is the popularity of it all. The notoriety. But when you're world famous, I don't think you can avoid any of that.
My thing, I think, is that world fame in certain fields is smaller than world fame in, like, as an actor. Because you can be world famous by, like, people knowing you in China and Brazil, but it's, like, 17 people in those places. You're technically world famous.
We're a worldwide podcast. So exactly. Technically, we're world famous.
So, we're world famous. And no one knows who we are.
God. I didn't realize I'd have all this pressure on me.
I mean, the would you rather thing was your idea.
No. I meant being a world famous podcaster.
Oh.
That's the part that I'm struggling with now. I'm also hungry.
Yeah. What? You gotta move up. Can you hear that, or is that just me?
I could hear it, but I don't. Okay. I guess it was my phone.
I think it's the phone. Yeah.
That's weird. We need a new production team.
Sorry about that, guys. That's Seth's fault, not mine. But I'm the one apologizing, of course. I think world fame is a spectrum. Is my overall point here, and I'd rather be on the end of world fame that doesn't make being who I am really difficult. Like, do you have any interest in being The Rock? Actually?
Just The Rock specifically?
I would say The Rock is maybe the most famous person in the world right now. So, yes.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Strictly just because I don't want to have to do all the crap The Rock does.
There's so much that goes with being world famous.
But, I mean, like, George Clooney's world famous, too.
That's true.
And all he does is sell tequila at this point. And his wife's, like, legitimately changing the world. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, there is ways to be world famous better than other ways.
Next one. Are we done with that?
Yeah, I'm...
I feel like we were just rambling until you thought I had a new one.
That's all I'm doing on this episode. We have nothing to talk about.
Next one. Would you rather fight a silverback gorilla or a grizzly bear?
Gorilla.
You'd rather fight the gorilla?
Gorilla, 100%.
Yeah, I agree. For sure.
That's not even a question. We've done an episode about bears, as they're polar bears, but grizzly bears are the most terrifying creatures in the world, except for polar bears. In my opinion.
It depends on the arena for the bear difference, but I definitely think a grizzly bear is a million times scarier than a silverback gorilla.
100%.
Because it's bigger, first of all. First and foremost, it is bigger.
Look, don't get it twisted. The gorilla would...
Oh, you're dying.
Absolutely kill us both. Yeah. But the bear does it in a very much more violent way, I feel like. Like, there's scrapes and scratches and bite marks.
Yeah.
The gorilla probably beats your head in.
Pummels you.
The bear can do that, too, while also, like, gouging your eyes out and stuff.
I think with a gorilla, there's my very, very, very minor chances of you evading for at least a little bit.
Yep.
And maybe with a gorilla too, but a gorilla is, again, bigger, faster, stronger, meaner.
You said a gorilla is all those things that you meant to say.
Yeah, I meant a bear. A grizzly bear is all those things.
I also think you can do more damage to the gorilla. You're not doing any actual damage to either of them.
Oh, yeah.
But whatever damage could be done would be more likely to happen to the gorilla than the bear.
And I think I'm choosing to fight a polar bear before I fight a grizzly bear.
Polar bears are so big, dude.
They're very big. They're very mean. But I don't know. I'm not saying this. I know, like, if you're sitting there, polar bears are just going to, like, stalk you and then rip you piece by piece by piece. I think a grizzly bear is going to come at you from everything I've seen.
I think that makes it, the polar bear makes it scarier, though. Like, it's like Michael Myers. The polar bear is just waiting, and you know it's there. And it's waiting, and it's waiting, and you're just waiting for it to take its chance. It's very, like,
eerie,
suspenseful.
I don't know. I don't think, yeah. That's a good analogy, I think. That's probably a difference in personality. I don't think Michael Myers is scary.
See, I think Michael Myers is the scary movie thing ever to me. Because of the reality of the situation.
Oh, yeah, it's very real, and it makes it scary.
That's what, to me... Okay, another would you rather. Would you rather, this is to launch a conversation that we're basically just having, would you rather watch a scary movie about ghosts or about Michael Myers?
I'd rather watch a movie about Michael Myers than about ghosts.
See, I think I'd rather watch a movie about Michael Myers.
Because, yeah, I agree. That's what I said.
Oh, is that what you said?
Yeah, I would rather.
Maybe I disagree then.
I enjoy movies like that because of the reality.
Okay, yes, you're right. I haven't had it. I didn't understand my own question. I don't come away from a movie about ghosts being like, that's going to happen to me.
Yeah.
That's what scares me about Halloween and, to a lesser extent, Friday the 13th and stuff like that, obviously, because those movies have, like, a lore to them and a mystical element. The original Halloween's literally just about a guy who escapes a mental hospital.
Yeah, which is terrifying.
That's the whole premise. And then he starts killing teenagers. And it's just...
I guess I should be more clear. It's not that the idea of Michael Myers doesn't scare me by any means, no. He is scary. He is a scary individual. I just think, like, being stalked... I don't know, maybe... I don't know. Now that I'm talking it out in my head, maybe I'm just an idiot. maybe I'm just looking at this all wrong.
I think it's, especially when you think about it, like a, if you're like 3 days into like a,
yeah,
something's gone horribly wrong on a survival trip, and you see a polar bear in the distance, it becomes a waiting game, and all you can think about is the polar bear.
Because then at that point, not only are you fighting the tangible object that's in front of you, you're fighting the mental,
100%,
the psychology of it. Yeah, I'm going to change my answer.
Because a grizzly bear, you got to make a snap decision. It's running at you. You have to figure out what you're going to try to do to it. Polar bear, you have to just keep thinking about it over and over again until it decides that it's time. I'll say this. Don't want to fight a bear. Not interested in that.
You were so convincing in your argument that you swung me.
I like that.
When was your last desk pop? Not anyone. There's going to be, well, I don't even know who listens to this
desk
anymore.
Pop.
But there's going to be like 4 people on the planet that would get that.
You shot Derek Jeter.
He's a biracial angel.
Should have shot A-Rod.
I think the sports one. We were talking about it on Twitter. I mean, A-Rod. Would you rather have A-Rod or would you rather have Mike Trout? I mean, like, that's not really a good example. But I feel like I need to say that people forget how good Alex Rodriguez was at baseball for, like, 15 of 20 years.
It's not a one-to-one thing, right? Because they play different positions.
Yeah.
They have different skill sets. But Alex Rodriguez was probably the best player in baseball for 15 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he was defending at a Gold Glove level. He was hitting better than basically anyone who wasn't named Barry Bonds for much of that. And he was doing it at... When he moved to third base, it becomes a different conversation. But he was doing it at the hardest infield position. The one that garners the most praise, the most fame and stuff, because it's shortstop.
Yeah.
Another thing, he was the best shortstop on his own team when he was playing third base.
He was legitimately the best shortstop in baseball for the better, or a decade.
Mike Trout, center fielder, probably the other hardest position on the field, if you were...
Well, I think catching's really hard, personally. Well, pitching's hard, too, but that doesn't count.
Yeah. Okay. So, somewhere between the third and fourth hardest position on the field. They're just really good baseball players.
Yeah.
Mike Trout might be a slightly overrated defensive baseball player, according to, like, metrics and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, he's not...
He's not as overrated as Derek Jeter was, but...
Right. I mean, he's not Derek Jeter overrated, but he's not, like,
he's probably... Bum.
He's not going to tear... He's not Greg Maddux-level defensive player.
No, he's not Andrew Jones out there.
Right, and Andrew Jones should be in the Hall of Fame.
But Mike Trout is... almost certainly the best hitter in baseball right now. And he does play an above average defense. Even, and he has been to Gold Glove levels before.
Yeah.
On a normal day-to-day basis, he's not a Gold Glove level defensive center fielder. It's a very hard position to play.
Right. And he's getting older.
I don't know if there's a point to what there's we've been not. Saying about A-Rod and Mike Trout.
I did get a little fired up internally thinking about the Andrew Jones thing, but I don't want to get on that tangent either.
Yeah, I agree with you. So it's not really, we'd just be echo chambering each other.
I'm trying to think of another would you rather question.
So the tweet you were discussing, you were talking about, was a thing. It was like, who, pick one player in their prime.
Yeah.
It was A-Rod.
Or rank, I thought it was ranked them in their prime.
It might have been ranked them. It was A-Rod, Mike Trout, Albert Pujols, and Miguel Cabrera.
Right.
Miguel Cabrera is, I think, pretty clearly the fourth best player on that list.
Mm-hmm.
Miguel Cabrera won a triple crown.
Yeah.
And then beat Mike Trout for an MVP in back-to-back years. Miguel Cabrera was so good at baseball.
I mean, he's still playing.
Yeah, he's not. He's not that good.
I mean, he did those, what, like 5 years ago?
Yeah, probably like 10.
Oh.
Because I think it was 20, I think it was 11 and 12.
Oh, I thought it was more recent.
Might have been.
Anyway.
Mike Trout. I don't know. But I just, people are going to forget about Miguel Cabrera, I feel like, because he, like, didn't get to 600 home runs, or he did get to 3,000 hits, I think, but he didn't, like, he didn't blow out all these record numbers, but he was the best hitter in baseball, basically from A-Rod to Mike Trout, because at that point.
And probably a better hitter than Mike Trout for his first couple years.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I would say Pujols. Pujols and A-Rod were probably interchangeable there for 10 years.
I mean, yeah, you could find guys to kind of make it like that argument, but between those four, forgetting about how good Miguel Cabrera is a disservice to him.
Yes. And I would also argue that probably for a 3-year stretch, 3 to 7 year stretch when he was with the Cardinals, Albert Pujols was probably the best pure hitter out of all four of them, because mm-hmm. he was just insane.
I think you could definitely make an argument for all four guys that at some 2, 3, 4 year stretch in their career, they were the best player in the game.
Yeah, 100%.
For those years.
100%. The thing is, Mike Trout probably has a longer run of that, because he's not playing against the other.
I don't know. A-Rod's is pretty long.
That's fair. A-Rod's would have been.
A-Rod played on the team with King Griffey Jr. and was still the best player on his team.
A-Rod also played at the same time as Barry Bonds for a lot of that.
Yeah, but that's true.
So, like, that's where it gets a little shaky. Then again, Barry Bonds played until 2005, so a lot of Pujols was with Bonds, too.
Mm-hmm.
I would still argue Pujols was, at that point, better, but didn't really expect to get to Barry Bonds today. World Baseball Classic is happening. I don't know if you
know. I have another question.
Okay.
Do you think if you had 24 hours to hit as many golf balls as you could at just pick an arbitrary par three, let's call it a 165-yard par three. To make it fun, players-themed, the 17th green. You had 24 hours. Do you think you could make a hole-in-one?
I would hope so. But I am very bad at golf. However, if I'm going to hit a good golf shot, it's going to be with an iron. So, if you gave me 24 hours, and if I, especially if I, like, figured something out early where I was, like, hitting it well, I think I could.
See, I don't think I'm getting, I don't think I'm doing it. I don't think I have it in me.
24 hours is so long to be hitting golf balls.
Yeah, but you're not going to be hitting for 24 hours. You're going to get tired, have to take some breaks, you got to eat, probably going to need to sleep.
See, nah, I think I would. Is there, like, a reward for hitting the hole-in-one, or?
Well, the first time I ever saw this scenario, it was either do that or spend, like, 5 years in gin pop at insert prison.
Oh. Then, if that's the case, I wouldn't sleep. I'd be really tired at the end of that 24, but, like, I wouldn't sleep if it meant 5 years in prison.
What made me think of this is I saw a guy I follow on Twitter that tweets out a bunch of golf stats and, like, about average players, and he tweeted out a graphic of a dispersion of guys hitting at a par three, and it was like time lapsed, so it was like 1 hour, 2 hours in, 3 hours in, and the longer they hit at it, the more dispersed their shots were. So, like,
that actually kind of does make sense.
That made me think of when I first saw this question, a guy I know that is not any better than me at golf was like, oh yeah, I could do it in less than 24 hours for sure. I could do it in 12. I was like, okay, pal. Okay.
I think me being bad might actually help me there, because my shot chart's going to be all over the place anyways, right? I'm not, like, consistently near the hole. So I just got to hit one on accident, right?
Just get lucky. Literally, yeah. Just get lucky.
Like, for me, even more so than a good golfer, because a good golfer's gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna play it this way, I'm gonna aim for here, I'm gonna do all that. I'm just hitting it, you know? So, and over a 24-hour period, however many golf balls that is, I feel like one of them would roll the right way.
What's the threshold of hours that would make you not do it? Again, 5 years in gym pop at Rikers.
Threshold of hours that would
make you not do it. Yeah, so like 24 hours, you think you can do it. 23, do you still think you could do it? What? How low does the number get like before you're like, 8?
18.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, sorry.
Oh, man. I was about to say, we're going to have to schedule our visits.
I think 18, maybe 20. 4 hours is a lot of time, so I'm actually going to go 20. I don't think I could do it in 20.
I don't know, man. I don't think it's as easy as...
I'm not saying that it would be easy. I'm just saying, I think, like, the winds and the universe and whatever it would be would align on one shot.
You're just counting on you being luckier than most.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying?
More or less. And I'm counting on, again, getting 24 hours to do it.
You don't think the fear of Big Randy at Rikers?
Why did you use our father's
name? I don't know.
Name?
That got weird real quick.
You could have used
so many
names.
Call him Big Bobby. You don't think Big Bobby's going to be sitting back there in the back of your mind? You're like, wow.
I think I would do better in prison than people think.
Says everyone. Ever.
Mostly because I would be very receptive to any and everything anyone asked of me, except for certain acts that were required of me. I would be like, I'll do literally anything you want me to do other than that. I think once I'm in prison, what's the point of Halt having any moral, like, guide at that point? You're already in prison.
I mean, there's still consequences to pay after prison.
I don't think I'm gonna, though, is the thing.
Wait, what?
I think I would just get out.
No. I'm talking about, like, if you go in there and they're like, hey, go shank this guy and kill him. And the guards aren't even going to... Say a guard tells you to do that. Go shank this guy. Make it look like an accident. You still have to answer to someone. At the end of your life.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess that's fair. But, like...
You can't just morals be damned.
I just don't think prison's as bad as people think it is, really. I think,
all that experience you have? All that...
I think I've seen a lot of people on TikTok talk about prison. And more or less, they're just like, if you just keep to yourself, you'll be fine. And that's all I plan on. I would probably get another degree. In 5 years, I'm definitely getting another degree. I'm writing a book or something.
You'd probably be in pretty good shape.
Maybe I'd work out. I'd probably learn a foreign language. Hopefully, maybe. I'm pretty iffy on the foreign language thing, admittedly.
Let's pivot to this. 30 days... Is Rikers the worst prison you can think of? We're not going to do what's the military one? Leavenworth? Guantanamo Bay?
I was about to say, if you're not counting Guantanamo Bay, then probably, yeah.
Let's just say Rikers. Gen Pop, Rikers, 30 days. How much money has to be put on the table for you to go in there?
It's got to be life-changing. I think I'd have to be, like, set for... Like, ever.
To, like, 10 million?
10 million goes a lot quicker than you might think it would in today's economy.
25?
I think 25 we're getting there, for sure. 50 for sure.
50 locks you in.
50 locks
you in. So, let's start there. 50, you're locked in. Don't even have to think about it. 45.
I think I'm still doing it for 45.
40?
I think 35, actually, is the number.
35
is the
number.
Like, I would do it for 35 million.
Okay.
For 30 days?
For 30 days. Basically a million a day.
I think I could, yeah.
It's called a million a day.
I could do that.
And you get paid for however many you make it.
No tax or anything?
No, we don't believe in taxes in this world, in this hypothetical world.
Or in the real world.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a good accountant. If you've got a world-famous accountant. I know a guy.
Yeah, I would, yeah. A million a day would probably do it for me.
I think I had this conversation. We had this conversation, me, Caleb Hayden, and someone else. No, I think it was Scott. And Scott said 250,000.
Thousand?
I think that's what he was. I think that's what it was. I was shook.
There's no way I'm doing it for anything that ends in thousand.
Yeah, I mean... It's got to be a million at least.
It's still prison.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what. That's the wildest thing I think I've ever heard.
I mean, it's still gin pop, murderers, gangbangers,
that's like the worst.
Rapists.
Do they.
I'd go to white collar prison for 250.
Free. I think I'd do it for free.
For 30 days in a white collar prison?
I think I would.
It's not a lot of money.
That's just a vacation. Like,
that's literally probably better than we live.
Yeah, I mean.
I ain't got to pay for food.
Yeah, I think I would do white collar prison for, like, that's just 30 days I get to just hang out and do absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
like, literally
go
no worries.
Yeah, like, I'm going to make more in prison than I'm going to make it work.
Yeah, I would do that for whatever a year's salary would be. Yeah, 100%.
Minimum wage.
Honestly, why wouldn't you?
Just give me minimum wage, and I'll go to white collar prison for 30 days.
$8.25 an hour for 30 days? You're getting all 24 hours of those 30 days? Why wouldn't you, man?
And three hots and a cot.
Like, I think, especially
you probably get some good advice in a white collar prison.
You get a white collar private prison? Like, you're not going to a state prison? You're going to one of the privately owned
privately
prisons?
Funded.
Yeah, those things are... That's just a hotel.
Yeah, you're literally going to network at that point. You're gonna find
No, you're coming out with a job.
Yeah. Your life has changed.
Yeah.
You get life-changing money to go to Rikers. You get life-changing advice to go to White Collar. I don't even know a White Collar prison.
That's by design. They don't put those out there.
You're going to have to, like, put some notes in the description of this. So everybody, because some people aren't going to care about A-Rod. People are definitely going to care about us talking about prison.
Yeah, that's true. We buried the lead, unfortunately.
Yeah. Never understood that saying.
Well, the lead is like a journalism quote or journalism terminology. If you bury.
Yeah, but isn't it L-E-D-E?
Yeah.
What is lead?
Let's find out. In a non, like, technical thing, it's the biggest aspect of the story.
Yeah.
The opening sentence or paragraph of a news article summarizing the most important aspects of the story.
So it's a made-up word. It's not a made-up word, but it doesn't... It's not like... It is just strictly for that.
Yes. So if you were to bury the lead... according to this... this definition, you can't actually bury the lead, but burying the lead would be hiding the biggest part of the story.
I got you. Well, I think the next time we do this, I'm just going to start compiling questions.
Okay.
And I'm just going to hit you with them. Yikes.
Okay, sure.
I think this was moderately productive. I mean, we got to hang out.
All right, we got like 10 more minutes to fill, really. So we're going to do something here. You're casting the next James Bond. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Give me the three top guys.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm going to say this. Idris Elba is too old.
Does he have to be British?
No. But it would... I mean, it's James Bond. So, like, he's going to have a British accent in the movies. He doesn't have to be a British actor, but he is going to have a British accent. Idris Elba is too old because, again, he's starting next year, making movies for the next 10 years.
I think I'm going to struggle at this, so I'm going to let you go first.
Okay, I don't know if I have three yet, but...
I mean, I already know who one is.
Yeah, Daniel Kaluuya. Clearly, he's the best actor in Hollywood. And he's British. Let him look dapper. Let him be cool. He's always playing weirdos and criminals and stuff. Let him be a really cool guy. Number two, Richard Madden, who played...
He's got a new movie coming out, doesn't he?
What did he... Who was he in Game of Thrones? He was Robb Stark. He was Robb Stark in Game of Thrones. He's a very handsome British man.
I've never seen it.
But yes, he does have a new movie coming out with...
It's like an assassin or something.
Anna de Armas, maybe?
No, it's someone else. I would know if it was Anna de Armas.
So those are the two.
I'm literally going to have to Google
Gotta be an American in there somewhere, right? Glenn Powell. I think, actually, I don't want Glenn Powell to be James Bond. I want Glenn Powell to be American James Bond, but he gets to be funny.
Yeah, I'm really, really high on the Glenn Powell train.
Glenn Powell is awesome, and so I want him to lead his own series. But again, I want it to be like a action comedy. He gets to be really charming, really suave. Gets to get all the girls and stuff. Because Glenn Powell's awesome.
Is this guy British? Anyway, I think for me, he's already kind of played the role, so I don't know if that's going to dilute it, but Taron Egerton... I really like him.
Yeah, he's really good. That's a really good one, actually.
But I don't know with him playing the Kingsman guy if that kind of cuts him off. I literally Googled young British actors, so I'm working through this here.
I'm just going to look up who should play James Bond. See what the internet says.
This one, he's not that young. But Tom Hardy would be really cool if he was a little bit taller, but I like Tom Hardy.
If it was...
It's a different kind of, James Bond, though.
If it was, like, 10 years ago, I would have said Tom Hardy in a heartbeat. Even, like, 5 years ago, honestly. Oh, Henry Cavill is just a really big dude. He'd be really interesting to see play James Bond.
Yeah, for sure, but he's not British. And I just don't trust his abilities.
Henry Cavill?
I don't trust his abilities to have a British accent.
Henry Cavill is British.
Is he?
Yeah. I thought he was in real life, he's British.
I thought he was Australian.
No, that's Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah, he's trash. Well, then, yeah, I'm in. I'm in with Cavill.
Cavill's just so big. It's just kind of a wild thing to think about him being James Bond. Going from Superman to James Bond would be a wild.
Yeah, he's freaking jet. He's not, I mean, he's big. He's 6'1". What's Daniel Craig?
I really thought Cavill was taller than that. Daniel Craig is probably... Daniel Craig feels 5'8". I don't know if that's accurate or not, but
you
like...
You felt him up. You felt him
just
up.
Just like his vibes.
They don't have it listed.
Maybe because he's an actor.
Yeah, I'm going Taron Egerton. I'm good with the Henry Cavill. And then... throw a little twist in there.
Daniel Craig is 5'10".
This dude sounds cool. Alex Pettifer. He's in the number Grimms. Four. Or the,
no, not Hunger Games.
What's it thing. Called? Theo James is on here, too. He's a solid option.
Is he Australian?
Theo is James? Yeah. I have no idea. Probably British. I don't know.
He was in the White Lotus.
Yeah, he was also in Divergent. You said Hunger Games, and I thought Divergent.
Yeah.
Those aren't the same.
They're different.
They
are different.
Apocalyptic.
Sean Connery was 6'2", actually.
Yeah, so I think Henry Cavill
just, could work.
I feel like why are we still like why is Hollywood still considering this? It feels like a knock it out of the park with Henry Cavill.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, that's weird. I don't know when their next I don't know when the next James Bond movie is supposed to come out is the thing. I haven't seen a James Bond movie in a long time.
I legitimately have not watched one since No Time to Die or something.
I've seen more recent ones than that.
I think
Casino
I've seen
really
parts of Casino Royale, but I've never seen one all the way through since Pierce Brosnan and Halle Berry.
Pierce Brosnan was 6'1".
He just looks like James Bond.
I think that's because he was the James Bond for the games.
Yeah.
So he was on the cover of all the games. So that means something to like your mind, you know? Yeah. All right. Well, that was Casting Corner. That'll be another segment. We just randomly cast something with actors and dudes. Mostly for me.
Might
I
be
think
a fly rod.
So, yeah, this was a pretty efficient little episode. Got through a lot of topics. Just rattling them off. Seems to be our bread and butter. We'll go through that. We'll do something like that next time. Throw a couple questions together.
Yeah, we'll see you in a year.
Nah, we'll be better than a year.
Yeah, we should. What we should do, spoiler alert for the group. We should take our mics to Vegas.
100%. We are going to Vegas.
Going to Vegas in May.
Is that going to be harder to get through, like, security, or we'll throw it in the check bag?
Yeah, if you check it, it shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, we'll check a bag. Be fine. Do a little Vegas episode?
Yeah, we might do it. We might do an episode tonight, you know?
Vegas, baby.
Quick 30-minute episodes while we're getting ready to do something for the night or something. We'll see.
Look, don't put anything past us.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be in Vegas, and you know what they say about Vegas.
If I can tell you one thing, it's that it's way too early to rule anything out.
Way too early. The only thing we can't rule out is I'm going to lose some money.
No, yeah, that one can be safely ruled.
So, yeah, we'll see y'all sometime in the nearer future than a year.
Yeah, we'll see y'all within 2023 again.
Yeah, appreciate you listening. See you.